Part B. Hi, Emma.
Hi. How was the lecture about global warming, Will?
It was interesting and maybe a little unusual. Actually, I have never thought about the benefits of global warming.
I know there are some people who argue the benefits, but I wonder if they are too optimistic.
Hi, guys. What are you talking about?
Hi, Julia.We are talking about the benefits of global warming.
Benefits? Like fewer winter deaths?
Oh, winter deaths. The lecture didn't mention that, probably because it mainly focused on the Arctic area. But that may make sense.
Climate change optimists also say it will be possible to cut down on fossil fuel consumption because heating uses far more energy than cooling does.
It's not a convincing argument. Things are not that simple.
I agree with you, Will. Leading climate scientists warn that higher temperatures may well raise global sea levels and cause coastal cities, including New York and London, to sink in 50 years. Even if cities are lucky enough to avoid sinking into the sea, they will be flooded more easily than now once a big storm or heavy rain hits them.That means we will have far less land to live on comfortably.
How about the Netherlands? Half of the country is below sea level, but the residents live a decent life. So other coastal cities can also survive, learning from Dutch strategies, such as building dams and dikes. Don't you think so?
Their great technical and financial capabilities have made it possible to develop strategies and put them into practice, but I doubt all countries will be able to employ them.
That's for sure. By the way, I hear satellite data shows that dry areas like the Sahel are turning greener with more frequent rainfall triggered by warmer temperatures, leading to less famine. More greenery and less famine sound great, don't they?
But the reality is, poorer countries in the tropics and the southern hemisphere are suffering from famine, water shortage, and economic decline. It is always the case the poor and the vulnerable suffer the greatest. Fewer deaths from the cold and famine would be ultimate benefits, but without fair distribution among all nations, the benefits of global warming are quite limited.
That's right, Emma.There also seems to be a misunderstanding about CO2 among the optimists. Seemingly, more CO2 contributes to plant growth, including crops. However, scientists deny this CO2 fertilization effect. Nature is more complex, and the increase of CO2 alone does not necessarily lead to more production of food.
Every insistence of theirs seems based on mere assumptions.
Nobody knows exactly what's going on, but human effort to stop global warming may turn out to be a waste of time and money.
What do you mean?
Scientists say human activity has caused 90% of global warming. Then what about the remaining 10%? I mean, today's global warming may be a part of the Earth's natural cycle of warming and cooling, or solar influences.
True.Nature is beyond the control of humans. I just hope current climate policies don't harm the environment more.
Only time will tell the destiny of the human species. Nevertheless, we should do our best to make a better future.
Yeah, let's not be too optimistic or too pessimistic.